AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate has advanced a war powers resolution to limit further attacks on Venezuela and sets up a vote for final passage. Minnesota investigators say they can't access evidence after a fatal ICE shooting, and the FBI won't work jointly on a probe. A woman was shot and killed by an ICE officer yesterday. This is Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I watched the video. You felt like your stomach was being punched. Looking at the video, there seemed no justification for what these agents did. There needs to be a full investigation at the federal level.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is in New York.
We are warning anyone, if you think you can harm an individual, a citizen of the United States, or a law enforcement officer, we will find you and bring you to justice. If you lay a finger on one of our officers, we will catch you, we will prosecute you, and you will feel the full extent of the law.
State and local officials demand the immigration agents leave Minnesota after the unidentified Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer shot a mother of three, Renee Good, in the head. Police are looking for a suspect. Two people were shot and killed in the parking lot of a house of worship for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Salt Lake City, Utah. This man says some of the victims were members of his family.
Man, I see my auntie just running in saying, no, they shot him, and then come outside and there's other bodies just laying out in the parking lot.
Dozens of people were attending a funeral inside at the time. All the victims were adults. Salt Lake City police do not believe the shooting was targeting a religion. They also say they think it was not random. A Wisconsin man accused of killing his parents and stealing their money to fund his plan to assassinate President Trump has pleaded guilty to homicide. The Trump administration will withdraw from dozens of international organizations, including the UN's Population Agency and the UN's treaty that establishes international climate negotiations. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. Most stocks are drifting on Wall Street, while defense contractors jumped after President Donald Trump said he wants to sharply increase spending on defense. The S&P 500 was little changed in the first hour of trading Thursday. The index is coming off its first loss in 4 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 150 points. That's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.5%. Among defense contractors, Lockheed Martin jumped 7%. Northrop Grumman added 4%. Treasury yields ticked higher in the bond market following some mixed reports on the economy. The government releases its closely watched survey on the job market Friday. Seth Soutell, New York.
The Miami Dolphins fired coach Mike McDaniel following a 7-10 season in which Miami missed the playoffs for the second straight year. The decision ends McDaniel's four-year tenure in Miami. The Dolphins went 35-33 under McDaniel, making the playoffs in his first two seasons. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.